Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA's Kent Backus, talking trade with Kent in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. Kent Backus is the Senior Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kent, let's talk a little bit about where we are on trade right now. We've got, of course, a fairly new administration. The Biden administration is still getting their arms around exactly any fresh trade negotiations, but yet they are working to enforce existing trade deals that have already been done by the Trump administration, even by the Obama administration going further back. You know, what is the keys in your mind for the cattle industry to make sure that you get the open trade that you want?
We support science-based, market-based trade, which means that we believe in objective rules that are clear and easy to understand and that allow, you know, our producers to develop markets and not be subject to political winds that blow in different directions. So when you look at some of the recent developments that have happened, I mean, obviously there's a lot of disruptions in global supply chains. And for a lot of other countries, their farmers and ranchers have seen probably harder times than what we have seen. Now, I'm not saying that it hasn't been rough on us, but one of the benefits our producers have had is to have market access into some very important markets. And so with all the volatility that we've seen over the last couple of years, one of the saving graces that we've had is the fact that we had market access to China, to Japan, to Korea, to export a lot of very important products that Americans aren't buying and to help us maximize the total value of that carcass. But we've also had, even with all the ups and downs in Latin America, our sales have continued to grow there too. So having export access has been important in helping us not be completely dependent on one market. Being able to diversify that and to market our beef in as many markets as possible, and it means we have more competition for our product, which gives us a little more leverage. And that's what cattle producers always want, is greater leverage. That's been a really important thing. But we've also seen, you know, a lot of issues around imports and access to imports, but also, you know, questions about some of the product coming into our country. You know, the United States is one of the most open markets in the world. And by that, I mean that, you know, a lot of countries are able to sell their goods here. Meat is one of those items where it is much more restricted. And that's because the sanitary and phytosanitary standards are so high. So for any country to gain access to the U.S., it takes years for them to be able to do that. And so that's why we only import meat from a handful of countries. You know, traditionally, that's been Mexico, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
In recent years, Kim Backer says another nation's entered into the mix, Brazil. And that's caused some heartburn among cattle producers here in the U.S.
It's not because we're worried about the competition. It's because we're worried about their reputation. Their reputation for reporting animal health diseases in a timely manner. For the food safety issues that they've had, which got them shut down a few years ago. NCBA has been actively engaged in making sure that our government holds all of our trade partners, including Brazil, at a same standard that we have. And it has to be that high standard. So given the atypical cases that happened last year, we've asked USDA to re-engage and to restrict or to suspend Brazil's access to the U.S. until a thorough audit and investigation can be conducted. We need a complete top-to-bottom review of their whole system. And it's not just on the animal health side, but the food safety side too. We need to make sure that anything that comes into this country is not going to jeopardize the reputation and the trust that we have developed with American consumers.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.